Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Purvis Ellison, Bill Chenier, Joey Devine, Jahidi White, Dudley Bradley, the Secretary of Defense, Sean Keane, Cartier Martin, Martel Webster, Patreons, Bridget Willard, thank you, Bridget, Tyler Fortney, thank you, Tyler, Joel Mark, or Joel Mark, anyway, thanks, Joel/Joel, special guest, Jamel Johnson, musical guest, Fugazi, and now the temporary host of the Round Ball Rock Podcast, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock Podcast, and we are back with another brand new episode. I'm here, as always, with my good friend, my co-host, Sean Keane. Sean, how are you?
I'm good.
You know what, Sean? I gotta say, I was a little disappointed that the Don Pardo intro wasn't just all of these names.
When you look at Moses Moody.
Ooh. So, and that voice you heard there is Jamel Johnson, the star of Air Buds, the star of NBA Storytime, the star of America's only sneaker-based sketch comedy show. On the Kicks app, the BR Kicks app.
BR Kicks Instagram, their YouTube page.
Yeah, that's Jamel Johnson. He's here. And I asked Jamel to come on before, like 10 minutes before some huge Wizards news broke. He's America's greatest Wizards fan that was not in the band Fugazi. It's Jamel Johnson. Jamel, how you doing?
Dude, I'm doing good. Sean, next time I'm on the show, you have to say the musical guest is the Huckabucks.
The Huckabucks?
Okay. I'll explain later. The Huckabucks are a go-go band, and they did a remix of the Budweiser commercial with the frogs.
Oh, that's incredible. Amazing.
Well, I'll
and they made it about weed. It's great. I'll send it to you guys later.
By the way, in other Kendrick Perkins news this week, Jalen Rose said that he was 10 years older than Perkins, but Perkins looked 50 years older than him.
It's true. All of that is true. Before we get to our news, though, just some business off the top. At Round Rock Pod on Twitter. Email us at roundrockpod@gmail.com. Call us on the phone at the number in the description. patreon.com/roundrockpod, where we do a lot of bonus episodes. I ran an entire game, multiple episodes of a game show last week. Let's go. Oh, and if you're going to be at NBA Summer League, I am also going to be at NBA Summer League at the Tillman Fertitta slot machines at the Golden Nugget Hotel and Casino in downtown Vegas at 10:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 10th. So come see me. Sean might be there. We're not sure what's happening now. There might be some health-related problems within people Sean lives with that might prevent him from going people won't get vaccinated.
I mean, the people I'm worried about are vaccinated. Are a little immunocompromised.
Yeah.
Or children.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But we'll see how that works. I'll definitely be there because I have already bought tickets hotel reservations. Let's get to the news.
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news for humans and robots. Trust the process.
All right, Sean. Tell Jamel what our first story is.
Our first story is that Russell Westbrook is coming home. He is a Los Angeles Laker now.
He's coming home.
Yeah. So here's the details. The Wizards traded Russ for Kyle Kuzma, mm-hmm. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, mm-hmm. Montrezl Harrell, mm-hmm. and the number 22 pick. They then traded that number 22 pick, Isaiah Jackson from Kentucky, for Aaron Holiday of the Pacers, and the number 31 pick, which turned into Isaiah Todd. So that is the return for Westbrook, Kuzma, KCP, Harrell, Holiday, Todd.
So Jamel, my first question for you is, mm-hmm. are you excited to root for the NBA's Pete Davidson, Kyle Kuzma?
Unfortunately, yes. You know, I'm a company man. Everybody in LA, they got too high on him. And then they got too low on him. He's still like a baby. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping DC is not hot enough to break him mentally. Mm-hmm. There are hot people in DC. DC is a deceptively hot town. No one in the government is hot. Mm-hmm. So you might not think the whole city is hot.
Sure.
None of the tourists are hot. Mm-hmm. But we have hot people, but they're kind of dispersed in different areas. My only hope is Kyle Kuzma doesn't find them all, and they don't find him, uh-huh. and he just plays basketball and lives in the gymnasium.
Yeah. So there's also a rumor that some of these pieces that came back from the Westbrook trade are going to be headed to Brooklyn in a Spencer Dinwiddie sign-in trip.
I mean, sounds pretty wild. Who would they want? What do they want? Harrell?
Kuzma and Harrell.
Oh, okay.
But you keep KCP. I've heard that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, cool.
House arrest is pretty cool, right?
I mean, I forgot KCP was even in the deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. America's only, he's the only player I've ever seen who I believe played with an ankle bracelet on, like
an anklet.
Yeah. Well, no, like, one of those tracking ones from when he got that DUI and couldn't leave the state of California. Do you remember?
Probation. He had a fucking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He couldn't go on the road.
Holy moly. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. KCP's cool, dude. Well, not drunk driving is not cool.
Isn't
but
cool. He's but still playing with an ankle monitor is cool.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
That's 100% cool. I do agree.
Look, drunk driving's not cool, but also, you know, it's not the same kind of crime as some other things. You know, you shouldn't drive drunk, but sometimes it happens. Well, that's
sure,
not
you
the
know,
right
we've all,
message.
Yeah, we've all,
doing, dude?
we've all had to.
I'm just saying, let's be honest about this.
Yeah,
we've all had to
work the rookie symposium, and had a couple Glenn Levitts. You know what I'm saying? No big deal. I mean, KCP coming off the bench for Brad makes me feel good.
Yeah, KCP's good. That's the thing.
He's not bad.
Kuzma, I described earlier this week on Twitter as what happens if you gave a Call of Duty Warzone streamer the basketball game of an aging Antoine Jameson.
Yo, not wrong, dude. We haven't had a good three in a while, so it'd be cool to keep that little idiot too.
Well, they've drafted several of them. They drafted another one.
Oh yeah, we've done nothing but draft threes. We've done nothing but pick up threes. Chandler Hutchinson, RIP. He's still alive, but this deal does not bode well for his time with the team.
It certainly
also
does
not. He's Chandler Hutchinson, one of the more sus posters on Instagram. It's just very. It's like not like QAnon shit. Just like weird.
Mm-hmm.
Just generally weird. He says weird things.
I find Chandler Hutchinson's hair to be weird. His hairline is very low.
He's like he seems like a industry plant. Like mm-hmm. This is like a term I hear a lot in rap music. Like this is a dude they created in a lab to talk about riding Bentleys and drinking, Ciroc mixed drinks. Chandler Hutchinson seems like the basketball version of this. It's like he was created in a farm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, of all the threes you've picked up, Corey Kispert, Chandler Hutchinson, Danny Advia.
Yeah.
America's
Bertāns.
Well, isn't Bertāns a four?
Bertāns is whatever he wants to be.
Yeah.
Bertāns is a 3.8.
Rui is also kind of a 3.8, right?
Yeah.
Do you have faith in any of those people?
Rui, Kispert, and if I'm playing spades, Denny is a possible. Uh-huh. Davis Bertāns can kick rocks. Seems like a great time to trade that guy.
Latvian laser out.
I'm trying to figure out how to put Bertāns in this Dinwiddie deal.
Uh-huh.
Fucking and like you let us. I know. Okay, fine. We keep Montrez. You take Kuzma. We'll give you Bertāns, and you guys can go to hell.
My other question for you before we get to the Westbrook side of this is: are you going to miss watching them run literal plays for Robin Lopez jump hooks in the playoffs?
Got to go with absolutely not. Well, it's not even the play calls. The plays are fine. The problem is when the broken play comes to him mm-hmm. and he spins away from the basket
mm-hmm. yeah.
instead of just dunking. That's the hard part to watch. Him looking like an idiot on purpose is great. Mm-hmm. But when he does it, it's like he's just clearly not. He's not ready for advanced improv is what I'll say.
No.
About Robin Lopez. He still needs a little more introductory work with his game.
What was I going to say? Oh, now let's talk about Russ. Are you going to miss Russell Westbrook?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't I?
I don't know. I don't know how you felt about him because you are America's biggest John Wall stan.
That's true. I mean,
so
10 years,
it was a tough replacement.
I was hurt. I watched the first half of the year through the All-Star break, I'm watching the games alone in the dark. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it wasn't good. It didn't feel good to be there. And I think everybody on the court felt the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we had to like play him like within like the first 2 weeks of the season. It just was nasty, dude. It felt wrong. And then we all got over it. I mean, Russ was playing with four ripped quads. How many quads are in the human body?
I mean, I think he has two extra.
Yeah, honestly. For sure. And he had ripped all of them hoes.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little weird. But when he was healthy, it was awesome.
Yeah, they're definitely losing a certain amount of juice. And I'm not sure if Spencer
Dinwiddie. No one can get a rebound.
Delivers
no
the same stuff.
I don't think he gets rebounds. No one on the team can get a rebound. Thomas Bryant, in theory, would get rebounds, but he'll, like, instead of getting rebounds, he's at, like, the fucking concession stand, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Getting fucking nachos or something.
Robin Lopez just blocks out, assuming there are other people who will rebound, but
yeah,
those people aren't actually on his team anymore.
Yeah, he's like, oh, dude, that's right. I'm not in Portland. I'm wearing, right, it's red and black. We wear red and blue.
When you are talking to your kids hundreds of years from now, your grandchildren on your deathbed, what will be the one thing you tell them about the Russell Westbrook era in Washington, D.C.?
I would say that I would just mention that he broke the record with us. And I don't, if I'm on my deathbed, I don't know how much I could talk, but I would try to explain that the craziest part was he had to do the dumbest shit you ever saw to start every game. Every game, he would make the dumbest play you've ever seen, my grandchild, and then he would just turn it on.
Like, get it out of his system.
He just get it out of his, it's like he, yeah, he's like living out his worst nightmare in the first quarter, and then he's like, oh, that wasn't that bad. Okay, I guess I could play basketball now.
I feel bad about the idea that you would be talking about this one wizard season on your deathbed that no one's like, you know what, Grandpa, do you want to tell us about the funeral game? It's like, no. This was a story of a play-in victory vanquishing the hated Indiana Pacers,
which was the best win of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to be fair, they did get Bradley Beal to stay after this season somehow.
They also look, anytime you can win in a playoff series and it cements the firing of the opposing team's coach, that's a win. That's a notch on your belt. Yep. You know,
for sure.
You get to paint that on the side of your fighter plane.
I mean, like, look,
a silhouette of Nate Bjorkgren.
If Tommy Shepard is responsible for the Delta variant, I can't blame him, dude. I can't blame him. I'm just saying, if Brad doesn't get COVIDed off the Olympic roster, who knows where he ends up? Because the whole plan was everybody was going to recruit him to everywhere. Yeah. And he was looking forward to it. He wanted it.
Draymond was very upset. I can tell you that much.
That's what so I'm much. Saying.
Here's so my actually, question about, go ahead. Sorry.
No, you go ahead, Sean.
My other question about the Olympics and recruitment is that right before Team USA started getting together, there was all this jockeying to be the team that gets bought out Kevin Love, and like KD wanted to be his roommate. A lot of that chatter disappeared, I think, when they saw what Kevin Love is actually like on the court. And they're like, oh, we got to send this guy home.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like it was a very short courtship for Kevin Love.
I have a question for you, Jamel. How do you feel about the fact that your GM's name is Tommy Shepard? Because don't you think it's a little, like, it's a little bit of a name that, like, it would be a kid you played Little League with who died.
Yeah,
be like, you'll remember Little Shepherd. Tommy Shepard.
we play a little Tommy Shepard.
He drowned in a lake on senior trip.
It's kind of a fable name too.
Yeah, I was about to say that kid, if he doesn't die, he could also grow up to become a white pimp named Tommy Shepard, and Tommy Shepard is that.
Yeah, he is a little bit like the one white comic on an all black lineup. Yeah, at like Shaq's roast, it would be and Tommy Shepard.
I asked him one
they
time.
They start booing him at the Apollo, and then he wins them immediately. He wins them over.
He's like, oh, come on, man. I know you ain't talking. And then everybody loses it. He makes fun of the one dude with a fucked up haircut.
Yeah,
bro.
It's like he has like 20 full minutes about how his family doesn't season their food.
He's like, I use a washcloth.
And the crowd goes nuts. They're like, oh, shit. One time he did a Ask Me Anything Reddit, and I asked him if he liked comedy.
What did he say?
He told me, he said he was a big Richard Pryor fan.
Oh, so he doesn't like comedy.
Yeah.
No, that means you don't like comedy if you're saying you like Richard Pryor.
I asked him if Troy Brown was going to be playing point guard next year. This is before the John Wall trade. Uh-huh. So I'm like, what's up? And he's like, well, you know, we're going to have Troy playing all type of positions. Also, I like Richard Pryor.
How do you think Westbrook is going to deal with LeBron? You've watched him now very closely. How's that going to fit?
I think it's going to be fine.
Because
as long as he's fine.
Westbrook's personality on the court is a little bit like LeBron's personality in the first 40 minutes of Space Jam: A New Legacy. It's a little bit like Bad Dad.
Yeah. But that's the thing. LeBron was acting.
Right. Because LeBron is... Weird choice, again. I've said it a couple of times on the show here. Weird choice for LeBron to be like, yeah, I'm going to play myself, and my kids are basically... my kids are going to be very close to my actual kids, and in this movie, I am the great Santini.
Well, he was going for that NAACP Image Award. He's trying to get in there. I think, well, based on what I've seen last year, the problem with the Lakers was shit was just stagnant, bro. And it was because, they were getting a lot of open jumpers. But there's like no one cutting. There's no like, shit. There's no action to the basket. Right. Everything Anthony Davis does is a fadeaway. They didn't let Harrell play anymore. You know what I'm saying? He was dead.
Harrell's a weird player. He's like, Harrell's one of those guys that like fans definitely overrate, you know? He's kind of like big man Jamal Crawford or something. You know what I mean? Where it's like, that guy scores a lot of points and looks really cool. And then you look at like whatever nerds are saying about him. It's like, he's unswitchable. He sucks at defense or whatever.
Well, he is like a 6'6 center.
Yeah, which is just, you know, weird. I mean, it would have made more sense to have him with Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I think the deal is if you just let Russ get all the rebounds, you'll be fine. LeBron doesn't want to rebound anymore.
Mm-hmm.
AD, not interested.
Well, they're going to keep playing. It'll be kind of interesting because they are basically going to keep playing Anthony Davis at power forward most of the time.
And who's the five?
It'll be like Dwight Howard.
Signing Dwight. Yeah, yeah.
Or like Boogie will come.
Oh, wait, hold
like
on.
That.
We're talking about Dwight. Hold on one second. Gotta do this.
Groovy. And I want to ask him to be in a movie. We'll make a dream team. And like back in the day, I'll even yell, get down.
You can't touch this.
Have you ever heard that, Jamel? That's Dwight Howard's cover of You Can't Touch This.
Excuse me?
He's doing an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression for the second verse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know I haven't heard this.
Get down.
You can't touch this.
I'll be back.
You can't touch this.
Who are the kids?
Break it down.
What's the name of that album, Sean?
Shoot for the Stars,
yeah. It's a whole album.
It's from 2009.
And if you fall, you land on a cloud.
Hold on. I have another one. One second. Got to drag this in here. Don't know why I don't have it saved. But here, try this one.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
Who is this for? Was it for us?
I think it's for my podcast to make fun of it constantly.
Yeah, he made this just for YouTube. What the hell? Yo.
It's like Kids Bop, but Dwight is singing.
Uh-huh.
Why did a Kids Bop album?
It's basically a kids' bop album, yeah.
Except Dwight's one of the kids.
Damn, that's gnarly.
It's kind of insane that it even exists.
All right, where were we? Oh, Dwight and the Lakers. Yeah. I don't know, man. The Lakers are weird. I don't even know what to do with them. Like,
well, what about when they add Melo?
Right. The rumor is that Melo, Rudy Gay, and DeMar DeRozan are all taking pay cuts to come.
DeMar DeRozan's not coming.
that was the rumor. I'm just
saying. I know, but that's like such a
pay cut.
I think that rumor was in play before they traded for Russell Westbrook.
No, the rumor was yesterday that those three names are all coming for.
Oh, okay. Because I read another thing that just said, like, there's no way DeMar is taking a pay cut from $29 million to like $6 million.
I'm just telling you, the report was yesterday. Those three are all coming together.
All right. I mean, like, I assume we all took a pay cut to move to Los Angeles, but we can't dunk and shit.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it was a pretty severe haircut.
It's like a different situations.
Yeah, there's no extra perks to make up for it, too. Mm-hmm. You can't, like, go to a nightclub event and you're like, no, this is you get a cut of the cover.
Yeah, here's $60,000 for coming to Tenants for the Tree.
Yeah, no.
The worst thing is we got to compete with some of these basketball players.
Oh my God.
Griffin doing Just for Laughs multiple times before me. Come on now.
Tell him, see, we got to challenge him. $10,000 comedy off in Miami.
Yeah.
me versus you, Blake Griffin, for everything, you little bitch.
I guess, Sean, do you want to talk about the draft before we get to this free agency news?
Let's just quickly
go over the draft.
Anything. I didn't have like a ton to say.
I know. We'll just say who got drafted.
Like, let's just go through. Okay, so
hold on.
It's time for the draft.
With the first pick in the 2013 NBA draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers select Anthony Bennett of Toronto.
Where the bad teams get good.
With the second pick in the 2003 NBA draft, the Detroit Pistons select Darko Milicic.
And everyone's a winner.
The Toronto Raptors select Andrea Bargnani.
People not choosing where they get to work is a system robots understand all too well.
The Charlotte Bobcats select Adam Morrison.
Anyway, good luck, children. Hope you don't end up playing basketball for a podcast. Let's talk about the draft.
Alright, this was a weird draft, right, guys?
Yeah. Shouts out to Bargnani, by the way. I thought he was on the Italian team. He's not. Other than that, yeah. I mean, the weirdest part, JCPenney doesn't make the suits anymore.
Yeah.
Kind of sad.
Bullshit.
I will say the Moses Moody, I'm not going to play that drop again, even though I really want him. My hand reached for the mouse. Gotta play Ken Perk miss saying Moses Moody's name again. Posted like a bunch of shots of him wearing his suit that were like professionally taken, but in the corner was the Clutch Sports Group logo, like they were selling the suits. Like it was like Express for like an Express for Men ad.
Yeah, they
you're gonna love the way you look.
They watermark all his photos. It's weird.
It's really weird.
I will say one thing that about Andrea Bargnani. New York City has this extremely low-ride Italian-American museum.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's like stuff from a guy's garage. Right. And for years, they had a Danilo Gallinari Knicks jersey in the front window of the Italian American Heritage Museum. And they did not switch it to a Bargnani even after they traded for him, despite Gallinari having been traded in like 2010. I think
the deal. Come on.
Yeah. So
he came to New York to save the city. It didn't quite work out, but
and now they're like, Yankees got to trade for Joey Gallo. Yankees got to trade for Anthony Rizzo, just so guys can be like, yeah, this guy.
There's one more of us.
Give me a bowl of spaghetti. I'm going to Yankee Stadium. Hey.
So I would say the only thing I really have to say about this draft. Well, first off, I want to ask you guys, which broadcast did you guys watch? Did you watch the ABC one or the ESPN one?
Well, I was on the ESPN. I was on the laptop. I had the Gold Cup game on mute on the antenna, and I had the draft ESPN.
So you were watching Perk and Mike Schmitz.
Yeah.
Because we were watching that one and it sucked. And flipped over halfway through to the ABC one, and the ABC one, we immediately were like, oh, we should have been watching this the whole time. This is terrible and hilarious. For every pick, they would have a different like celebrity from an ABC show.
Oh, like, my God.
Congratulate them. So it would be like, but it was all like people you wouldn't even know of. It was like, at one point, it was Kevin Hart. It was the stars of like some, hold on, what was the name of this
show? Well, I know, I'm sure it was
Hart
a couple
car show. It was a what's
couple
it
shorties from Station 19.
No, it was Kevin. Oh, so apparently it said the stars of Kevin Hart's Muscle Car Crew on Motor Trend on the Motor what? Trend channel.
Who got congratulated by the Motor Trend channel?
It was somebody late. It was like, if this was like pick 22. But what I want to do, I'm going to say,
could've
on
been
the
Kispert.
Yeah, there was like, one of the guys' name was Spank Horton. That's just how I remember. It was like, who are these guys congratulating Keon Johnson for getting taken 22nd?
Everybody's so taking some weird, interesting swings.
That's
I didn't know ABC owned Motor Trend.
I will also say I didn't even realize the draft was on ABC as well.
Well, and I figured it out because they were doing, apparently everyone was tweeting about like when Bones Highland got drafted, like they did some NFL draft shit where it was like about how a baby died and his mom saved a baby in a fire, and I was like, we're not seeing this at all. We're just seeing Mike Schmitz talk about his wingspan or whatever.
TNT has to figure out. I mean, I know nobody's ever going to have more money than Disney, but the only way it's ever actually going to be good is if they just let TNT run everything. Yeah. And that doesn't mean you have to have Charles Barkley on TV until he, you know, passes out on camera. You don't have to do that.
I mean, it wouldn't be bad, though.
It would not be bad. It would be awesome. If he fell asleep in the middle of the second round. Oh my God!
So we just need
everything from that coaching tree. You know what I'm saying?
Why would you have two different telecasts though? Like all of that is very strange to me. That you're like Rhys Davis on ESPN, and then Jalen Rose and Kevin Nagani. Like why?
And Kevin Nagani and Chingy. Oh man, you're a WNBA fan. How do I say her name? Jamel.
Chinee Agumake.
And she was great. Kevin Nagani was not very good, but Chinee was great.
I think there's no sports right now.
Yeah.
And they don't have the Olympics, so they're like, we just gotta gotta hit everything we can, man.
We had the, I was actually listening to the ESPN radio broadcast of because I was hiking down a mountain in Montana.
Let's go. You had a transistor radio?
My friend had he basically subscribed to this very powerful Wi-Fi in case somebody got injured or like attacked by a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
For the GPS thing, but it went for the week. So he's like, well, I'm going to tune in this radio feed. And there weren't really any other hikers to get annoyed, although there are no black people in the entire state of Montana. So I was wondering, like, do people hate this draft? Like, what's going on? But it was Ramona Shelburne, PJ Carlissimo.
Oh, no. Did anyone tell him to put a little mustard on his...
Oh, and Seth Greenberg, who is not great either. Ooh. But yeah.
Seth Greenberg, PJ's... who sounds just like PJ Carlissimo.
PJ just sounds a little more hoarse.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But they, like, didn't have a producer or something because they kept interviewing people and getting surprised when Adam Silver would announce a pick. They'd constantly get cut off or they'd, like, kind of miss it. Just because, like, it was organized and no one was really in charge, so all three people would be talking at the same time, and then you'd hear in the background that James Book Knight had been drafted, mm-hmm. and then they'd sort of scramble and be like, oh, Charlotte! And meanwhile, my dad is just continually texting me, and I'm getting service every, like, 12 minutes, so I get this block of text that's like, hope Kuminga's there. They better get Kuminga. I don't want that white guy from Michigan. Kuminga. Yes, Kuminga. So, all right. Well, let's go. Okay, so Cade Cunningham, like a no-brainer. Love Mobley, right, Joey?
I do love Mobley. I like Mobley a lot. You got to get Kevin Love away from him so he doesn't bum him out too much.
Yeah, that's like a guaranteed buyout to just be like... Like that guy hanging out with Jared Allen, that's fine. You know? Like that's
Jared Allen, Larry Nance, great people to hang out with. But get Kevin Love away.
Yeah. I mean, he couldn't even be the token white guy on the Olympic team. Yeah. And that is that's not that high a bar to fight. It's like Washington Wizards great Christian Laettner did it.
That crew is like Larry Nance and Jared Allen are trying to get Evan to like join their LAN party, and then Kevin Love shows up with ketamine.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck? Like, hey, I don't give a shit if you got practice tomorrow.
Let me tell you something. The NBA is a joke. These people don't care about you. Okay, Joey, you love Scotty Barnes.
I do love Scotty Barnes, and something very funny happened is the Raptors surprisingly took Scotty Barnes fourth, and all the fans were mad. But now
they didn't take Jalen Suggs.
Yes, but now Scotty Barnes has spent the last 3 days wearing his Toronto Raptors hat everywhere he goes, and now they love him.
See, it's
it's that easy to get Toronto on your side.
I mean, that's like, yeah. Well, I loved Jalen Green coming out the day before the draft and being like, I want to live in Detroit.
Yeah. Like the greatest last ditch effort to get picked first ever. Just saying the only place I want to live is Detroit, Michigan.
And Houston's like, well, we're the city of Houston. We know you would probably prefer to live here.
No, I want to buy an entire block of abandoned houses.
Which is actually Dan Gilbert's job, right?
I want that Joe Louis fist to be in my front yard.
Gotta meet Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
Dude, you moved to Detroit. You're the number one pick. They give you a Little Caesars franchise. Yeah. You get an abandoned house filled with weed plants.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you get to hang out with T. Grizzly.
Yeah. I'm happy for the Pistons getting the number one pick.
Yeah.
I think it's just like they've been so unlucky in the draft forever.
So yeah, and then Suggs went five. Then the Oklahoma City Thunder took the draft's international man of mystery. Uh-huh. This year's Denny Advia, Australian man Josh Giddey.
That wasn't Timothy Oliphant. I thought that was Timothy.
No, not Timothy Oliphant. He looks like the other Chalamet.
Chalamet. Okay. Yeah. I confuse Oliphant with Chalamet.
Yeah. No, yeah, I get it.
Dermot Mulroney
and Dylan McDermott. Yeah. Yeah.
Those are four white people that
Paxton,
I just...
Paxton Pullman, it's the same. It's
yeah,
the
yeah. I blend all of them.
I do have a theory about Oklahoma City, though. Mm-hmm. They're bummed out that players want to leave town and they want to leave. So now they're getting people from outside of America who don't have any perspective. So and they're just like, well, I guess this is what America's is. Like. Yeah, Josh Giddey, Poku.
It worked with Giannis. The problem is Australia, a little too nice of a country.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Greece is broke in such a way. Giannis was like, oh my God, I get a home. I have central air.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Anyway, Josh Giddey and Poku and Lu Dort and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, one of the weirdest collection of names in basketball history. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't they also have Theo Maladon?
They
still?
Do also have, it's Teo Maladon.
Teo
yes.
Maladon.
Yeah, yeah,
which
yeah.
is,
Manti
actually,
Teo
it turned
Maladon.
Out, I used to work in a kid's science museum, and I have to tell you, they screwed up when they were putting the skeleton together, so the Teo Maladon is actually not a real dinosaur. It's actually just a variety of a duckbill dinosaur.
Then the Warriors took Jonathan Kuminga.
Now, here's what's a little sure. weird about that for me. The Warriors Twitter, just a horrible, terrible, toxic place for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because, I don't know, I'm not, I have a, I definitely have a theory about that, but, and Warriors fans were really upset about this pick because in 9 of his 13 G League games in the bubble, Kuminga did not look very good, although mm-hmm. he looked really good in 4 of them.
Yeah.
And the idea was that I guess the Warriors were supposed to trade the pick.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm not mm-hmm. really sure what that was supposed to be.
Well, it was Bradley Beal, but he didn't go to the Olympics. Yeah. So that
got yeah, canceled. Yeah. Kind of fuck that up. I mean, that the Lakers
also not having Warriors, a pick higher than 7 also fucked that up.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah, in a 6-player draft yeah. with a clear top 5.
Yeah, and also not having future picks to trade because they had to trade a first round pick to get off Andre Iguodala so they could sign D'Angelo Russell. That also didn't help.
Well, that's how they got, but that's how they got number 7 in the
sure,
first place.
Sure, but
Dub Nation and Laker Nation are the Dub Nation wants whatever Laker Nation wants, and that's just how it's going to be as long as Steph is on the team. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The fan base is going to be well. We should have the best guy too.
Which is funny because Sean and I are both Warriors fans, and we don't actually want that.
It's because you are right-minded people who understand logic and how decisions work.
Yeah, it's just like you. Well, the Warriors now in 2 consecutive years have had picks where right after teams are like, people on the internet are like, what? No, he was really disappointing last year. And then it turned out they, they struggled when they were 17 or 18. And it turns out they actually both reclassified to graduate earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the deal with Mannion, too, where sure. he was supposed to be in this draft. Kuminga's supposed to be in next year's draft.
Well,
and maybe that's
speaking
like...
Speaking of the Italian Olympic team, which Jamel is a huge fan of, Nico Mannion's a starting point guard.
Mm-hmm. Well, Yikes. He started... I think he was the starting point guard when he was like 17, too.
Yeah.
Once Team USA cut him, and Italy's like, hey, your mom is a... star Italian volleyball player.
Anyway, congrats Franz Wagner on getting to play with your brother Mo in Orlando. Mm-hmm. And sorry Davion Mitchell for the Kings fans for drafting Davion Mitchell. I don't really care about the rest of the draft because you know what we have to talk about, Sean?
What's that?
Oh, there were some trades.
Okay. Can we ask one question to Jamel first?
Sure.
How do you feel about Corey Kispert?
In theory, it makes sense. I mean, what if Davis Bertans could play defense?
Right.
That's the plan.
It does feel like maybe you don't need both.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see.
And I also like that they got a G League Ignite guy in the second round.
I like that. That seems like a solid move.
He also went to the Word of God Christian Academy.
You'd love a Christian athlete, bro. We love ourselves. Anyone in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is welcome. Mm-hmm. Down at Wizards headquarters.
He's very handsome. I will say that about Corey Kispert. Corey Kispert, yeah. When he got a haircut for the draft, and now he looks like a handsome man and not a basketball player, where before he had a really, and at Gonzaga, he had a really bad haircut and a headband, and he looked like a basketball player.
Bro,
does
he
that
had
make
his
sense?
Suit.
He kind of looked like absolutely. A volleyball player, yeah. I think.
Well, he's got the double-breasted suit. He looks like a fucking 60s Batman villain.
Yeah, he does. All right, let's talk trades.
Well, wait. I just want to tell you one more thing. Sorry. The New York Post ran a story with the headline, Corey Kispert and girlfriend Jen Wirth are the modern day love and basketball.
Hate that.
Yeah.
I am glad
that I know somebody wrote. Tell me who wrote that.
The
DM
New York
me
Post.
Yeah.
Okay. New York Post. We got you guys down.
Jenna Lemoncelli. That correct. Can't be a real name. Jenna Lemoncelli. Okay.
All right. Let's talk trades.
Go ahead.
Trades. That's right. We're talking about trades.
/ Capspace URLs. You remember we talk about Capspace all the time in the program. / Capspace. Let them know that you came from us. Limited time only. Terms apply.
Protected picks.
You can even create a beautiful website while listening to this podcast. Over 140 million people choose Wix to create their website. Create yours today. That's wix.com/woj, W-O-J, to get 10% off.
Rights to euros that are never coming.
Enter code NBA at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Expiring salaries.
And if you missed it, we launched the Recapables Billions podcast on our Recapables feed.
Treating people like their assets and not people.
ZipRecruiter.com/lowpost, L-O-W-E post. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Even robots know that basketball is a business, so players shouldn't have feelings because of business. Trades.
All right, Sean, what trades? We always get a bunch of good trades on draft night. What trades did we get?
Okay, so besides the Russell Westbrook deal, we had the Suns got Landry Shamet for Javon Carter and the number 29 pick.
Well, and you know who that's really going to be for, right? Campaign. He's gone, right? This is Sarver saving money, right?
Oh, cutting campaign. Oh,
yeah,
oh,
I'm not re-signing campaign.
Well, I mean, isn't Javon Carter a point guard?
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't.
But
I guess
it's someone's going to give campaign like the full mid level, and Robert Sarver is not
and
going
so
to
is,
do that. So
yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah,
his
okay.
replacement.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, and so Landry Shamet, you know, I still like Landry Shamet. But I do not.
I think he's like a theoretical good basketball player. Every time I watch him, he bums me out.
The Nets then picked up a very exciting name, Dayron Sharp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dayron Sharp, who is like the heir apparent to Kendrick Perkins. He looks like. He has like Kendrick Perkins' body.
Yeah, as a 19-year-old. Yeah. Yeah, he's 6'11 and 265, and he's 19 years old. Mm-hmm.
There's a big trade we're forgetting here though, Sean.
Oh, well, hold on. Go ahead.
Ricky Rubio is going to Cleveland,
yes,
specifically
that's right.
for Torian Ooh. Prince in a second round pick. And you know why that is though, right?
He's trying to change Kevin Love's
yeah
face.
They're good they brought him in to tell Kevin Love to change his face.
We gotta reunite the 2013 Minnesota Timberwolves.
anytime you can bring back what Bleacher Report once said in 2012. Is this the NBA's next great duo? You've got to do it, right?
It's kind of it's a little weird to me. I mean, I guess Cleveland feels like they need just sort of like a steadying influence. I guess that does make sense. I understand that they don't really have any use for Torian Prince. Mm-hmm. And they kind of just took him to get Jared Allen.
Sure.
But it is it's like they have two point guards basically already that are like 21 years old.
It's like a good, especially for a team
the vibes.
Where Kevin Love is fucking the vibes up so bad. This is definitely a vibes upgrade, right?
Well, and also it makes a lot more sense if they're not going to commit to Colin Sexton long term. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it feels like this is the truest test of Ricky Rubio's unflinching optimism. Like,
yeah, unfettered.
They challenge him with a Minnesota winter, a year in Utah, and now he's like, "All right, Cleveland, you gotta still shine and smile in Cleveland.
It's always warm because the river's on fire." Right.
But sounds right to me.
Yeah. And I guess the Timberwolves also have 3-point guards, so
yeah.
I get still. So,
but also they're saving luxury tax because for some reason the Timberwolves were $5 million close to the tax. But more importantly, you know who else made a bunch of trades?
The newest, most qualified president of basketball operations in the NBA.
Yeah, people want him to be the actual president, but instead he's just the president of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics. And when we mention Boston, you know what we have to do.
You really want to know what I believe? I believe in the 4-point line. I believe soup is the perfect food.
That's right. Soup is the perfect food. It's time to talk about the Boston Celtics. Sean, what moves did they make?
Oh, I just want to say very quickly that there was a girl whose dating profile talked about her love of soup. Mm-hmm. And I DM'd her and asked if she thought soup was the perfect food. And she did not write back. Mm-hmm. So, wow. I think she actually thinks that all Matt Damon movies would be a little bit better if they were Leonardo DiCaprio movies. So it wasn't going to work out.
So were you like, do you believe in the 4-point line?
Yeah,
do you believe in a Belichick Popovich presidency?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you believe that Kanye West is a genius, but the problem is that he knows it?
Well, the thing was, she agreed that he was a genius, but she didn't think that him knowing it was a problem. okay, so Boston made some deals. First of all, we'll do the big one second. They just traded for Josh Richardson for virtually nothing. Basically, they took him into a trade exception, and they sent back a guy that, it's so hard to evaluate, but they got Moses Brown, the young man from the Oklahoma City Thunder. He basically started at center for the last, I don't know, he looked good against the Warriors, but I mean, that's smaller than him. Every big man just we kind of know what it's like to watch a team that can't get a single rebound. And I gotta say, not always a winning basketball strategy.
But so, you know what? The Warriors then, one time in REUs, went the opposite way. Do you remember when they did that and signed and drafted only rebounders? And that was also miserable.
Yeah, it didn't.
When
really...
it turns out the Danny Fortson, Eric Dampier front court, not a lot of points being scored.
I think they gave Jason Caffey a 7-year contract.
They did. Yeah, they did.
Okay, so the big trade. So Dallas just, he opted into his option for the trade. Dallas just wants to clear money for like Kyle Lowry or something. Mm-hmm. Okay,
Dinwiddie, they're not gonna make a run at Dinwiddie.
I think the Wizards maybe have already talked to him and he wants to go there or something. Well, I don't know why there's not other Dinwiddie rumors.
So where's Brad going?
I think Brad's staying.
Brad Beal? Brad Beal's staying. Tommy Shepard said it. Yeah.
I mean, I know
that's
what he
said. Tommy Shepard said the rumor was if Brad was going to leave, he was going to ask for a trade before the deadline. Before the draft, because he was like, I know that's how you get actual, compensation. And then he didn't.
apparently Westbrook thought he was leaving, so he demanded a trade like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then LeBron but and Tommy Shepard
Tommy
worked
Shepard
it out
said
together.
He's staying. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
sure. Okay. Yeah. If you'll allow it.
He keeps not. I mean, everybody constantly thinks he's unhappy and wants to get out, and he does not seem to have taken any of those opportunities to request.
I think he really loves living in Washington. Actually.
I think he likes it. Yeah. I mean,
well, because he's running the show.
Yeah.
And nobody cares about the basketball team on the grand scale.
Yeah.
So them being bad isn't like, it's not like being bad on the Lakers where you can't even fucking walk around.
Right.
You can still hit them all. Mm-hmm. Coming off a 5-game losing streak. Nobody's gonna be up your ass.
You're like, oh, hey. okay. So another big move for Boston. Boston traded Tristan Thompson. Mm-hmm. In exchange for Chris Dunn and Bruno Fernando.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say in exchange for Christian Mingle.
Oh. No, but I believe that Tristan Thompson is probably on Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle, exactly. It's all connected.
He's on all of them. There was someone on Twitter who said that, of course, when Tristan Thompson gets dealt, it's a three-way.
Yeah.
Hey!
And in that trade, Atlanta got Delon Wright. Which,
yeah, they rerouted Tristan to the Sacramento Kings in exchange.
Which,
for...
I gotta say, it really feels like the Kings really gave up the most in that trade, right? Wright is like a guy that was signed for money. Like, people wanted him. Like, people always want Delon Wright.
Yeah,
yeah, but he's been traded like three times in the past year.
But that's the
problem. Dallas got him, and then he got traded to Memphis, and then Memphis traded him to Sacramento.
No, he was
in Detroit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there was a couple years where I thought Delon Wright was Stromile Swift.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, like 2 years ago, he was on the Raptors, and he is now on his fourth team since then, fifth team?
Yeah, yeah.
So, 14,
15, but he's still better than like 36-year-old Tristan Thompson, right? How old is Tristan Thompson?
He's like 28.
He feels 36, though, right?
He does feel mentally 36 for sure.
I mean, he has lived a life.
I mean,
are the Kings going to try to be good? They've got some good stuff. I mean,
they?
Halliburton and Fox.
Yeah.
I mean, Halliburton's legit, right?
Yeah, Fox is good, but
he's 30.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the rest of their team is like Tristan Thompson, Davion Mitchell, Rashawn Holmes. Like, these guys are pretty good, but like West.
It's almost like they just think they think Holmes is leaving, and this is like their depressed way of dealing with it. They're just like, what's the point? This guy's going to break up with me anyway. They're going to call my ex.
I mean, meanwhile, De'Aaron Fox's dad was complaining about Davion Mitchell already on Twitter. And then Marvin Bagley's family is always fighting with Kings fans about him needing to get out of there.
Oh, man.
Wait, the family is saying he... Sorry. The family is saying he does need to get out of there?
Yes, the family wants him.
Oh, okay.
Has wanted him traded for years now.
And that's a good, loving family.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
what
it is. Some people who care about you. Drafting Mitchell was so bizarre because, okay, so he didn't work out for the team. Mm-hmm. So he didn't want to go there.
Uh-huh.
He plays the same position as De'Aaron Fox.
And
as far
Tyrese
as
Halliburton.
And Tyrese Halliburton. So... I mean, I guess they cleared.
And last year, they traded for Delon Wright and Terrence Davis, two more defensive guards.
Right. They still have Terrence Davis, right?
Yes. They still have Terrence Davis.
I mean,
they
it's
don't.
Just...
Harrison Barnes is the only forward on the entire team, I think.
Well, I don't think Bagley likes to play the five or
no,
at
but
all.
Bagley,
he plays IL.
Meanwhile, they also could have just not poisoned the well with Bogdan Bogdanovic and then have a three-guard rotation of Tyrese Halliburton, De'Aaron Fox and Bogdan Bogdanovich. That seems better than whatever this is.
Well, they also somehow blew the Buddy Hield trade.
Buddy Hield was also there.
That was like agreed upon, and then LeBron's like, no, I think Russ will come here. Let me call white pimp Tommy Shepard and lock this in. I mean, I kind of like this for Atlanta. Like, I could see
I love it for Atlanta.
DeLon Wright, the ninth man for the Hawks. Great.
DeLon Wright is good. He's like slightly worse at defense than Chris Dunn, but slightly better. So, like, at offense. So he's like more of an actual. Like, where Chris Dunn is like a true one way player, DeLon Wright is like a one and a half way player.
He's like a little bigger. I mean,
yeah.
It's not like, yeah, they barely, it's like kind of like, I mean, did Chris Dunn get hurt or did he just
fall out of the rotation?
Okay.
He was hurt too, but yeah.
But he also gets hurt a lot. And DeLon Wright, yeah, like that's, you're locking in some average production.
I will say, is it me or does it feel like now that Brad Stevens has power in Boston, he's like straight up making spite trades, like people he just hated coaching.
Oh, like Tristan Thompson. I could see that. Also, I'll tell you this, Tristan Thompson is going to clean. I don't know if you
know what I'm saying. Oh man. Yeah, he does seem like the type of dirtbag who would like that type of vibe. He
needs like hanging out in California.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, Jamel, there are two clubs in Sacramento. There's the Sacramento Punchline, very legitimate, nice club. And then there is Laughs Unlimited, which is located in Old Town Sacramento next to Railroad Museum. Mm-hmm. And okay. Tristan Thompson seems like a Laughs Unlimited type guy. But I'm also willing to be booked Laughs Unlimited.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, please. Yeah. Laughs Unlimited, yep. Contact us.
You guys should both go together.
Yeah, we'll open for Tristan.
Co-headlining. It's easy. Unlimited.
All right. Okay. We've got some free agency rumors real quick. Let's do that. And then we got some special Jamel games. Yeah.
It's time for free agency. And this is not a time for robots. Robots have no agency. So take it away, Jim Gray.
Well, everybody is on pins and needles across the country. Would you like to sleep on it a little longer? Are you ready to make this decision? You were able to be recruited because you went straight to the NBA from high school. So have you enjoyed this recruiting process now? How many people know your decision right now? When did you decide? So the last time you changed your mind was yesterday? So does the team that you're going to, that you'll announce in a few minutes, do they know your decision? Do you have any doubts about your decision? We've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing. The answer to the question everybody wants to know, what's your decision?
I believe in the four-point line. I believe soup is the perfect food. I believe in a Belichick-Popovich presidential ticket. I believe that every DiCaprio movie would be just a little bit better as a Matt Damon movie.
Free agency.
All right. I forgot that part was in the free agency drop.
I thought you pulled a remix.
Nope.
What did you guys do to basketball news? You made it so scary.
Sean, what's some free agency rumors flying around? It starts, we're recording this on Sunday. It starts tomorrow.
So, one thing that's not a rumor, the Miami Heat picked up Goran Dragic's option for next year. People seem to think that's a precursor to trading him because the only big contracts they have that would match in a sign and trade are Jimmy and Bam, and they're not getting rid of those guys.
Yeah.
So, yep, it seems like they would maybe see if Toronto would accept like Tyler Hero and him for Kyler. Oh, wait, sorry. Tyler Hero's untouchable.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They wouldn't trade him for James Harden. So why not going to trade him?
Why did they do that?
It looks like Mike Conley is coming back to the Jazz.
Yeah.
For like $360 million. And in order to save luxury tax money, they
traded Derek Favors.
The hologram of a player. Yeah. They traded a first round pick for him and like a second round pick that isn't real in 2027. Yeah. So
congrats.
Congratulations.
Gotta love the Utah Jazz and their new owner who claimed he was going to spend a ton of money. His team is the number one seed for the first time in like 20 uh-huh. years. And then he immediately starts cutting payroll.
Yeah. And he's probably cutting further.
Yeah. They keep saying they're going to trade Joe Ingles or Boyan.
But congratulations to first-time All-Star Mike Conley for mm-hmm. getting paid.
Yeah. Jamel, how do you feel about Mike Conley getting paid?
Sure. I mean, Utah does seem kind of close, honestly.
Yeah.
I like when teams actually run it back for real and don't try to, like, well, let's replace it with sort of the same guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a classic move that doesn't
do that, though, at forward, unfortunately.
Okay. Hey, you know, take your pick. I mean,
they're getting rid of it seems like they're going to get rid of fan favorite Joe Ingles.
Which is
the Jingle Man.
It's fine. I guess the Jingle Man was the one on his way out physically, but could he ever run in the first place?
Yeah, nope, it understand. Doesn't seem like he's how any could you slower just, than he was.
Yeah, how could you yeah. tell he's getting slower?
Did he hurt his back repaving his mother's driveway? That's the only reason you get rid of Joe Ingles. Oh. anybody else, Sean? Oh, Lonzo going to Chicago, it looks like.
That's Chicago's making an offer. We will see if the Pelicans match or
they're not going to match.
Zion seems to want them to match, but they also seem like they want Kyle Lowry.
But you know what? Zion also wanted a movie theater in his house, and the city of New Orleans said no. So
yeah, so they're forcing him out of town right now. That's what's happening. Hey, Joey, can we pause for 1 minute?
Sure. I
accepted. Okay, I'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, New Orleans, that seems like Zion wants out. All right, anything else for free agency?
Yeah, my baby alien video.
All right, so Jamel,
mm-hmm.
you have a podcast that is everybody loves. That's not Air Buds, even though everybody also loves Air Buds. Shout out to Benner and Peter.
Yeah, someone loves it.
Yeah. But NBA story time. Do you want to tell our listeners what the catch with NBA story time?
NBA story time, short form sport narrative podcasting. I'm just telling some lesser known NBA tales. I mean, if you're a real head, these are things that you probably know. These are probably things that both you and Sean know mm-hmm. very well. But for the more casual fan, for the fan who didn't start watching until after Kobe Bryant died,
mm-hmm, sure,
these things are for you. Somebody after he died was like, you know what, I should look into this basketball thing. I wonder what basketball is. And this is for them.
Yeah, no, it's great. What's been your favorite NBA story so far that you've told?
Probably Tony Lavelli. This dude who got drafted by the Celtics in like 59. He was like George Mikan before George Mikan. And he was also really good at accordion.
Ooh.
And his decision was between the Celtics and just playing accordion.
He should have chosen an accordion, though. Right?
Yeah. And the Celtics had to sweeten his deal by saying they would pay him extra to play accordion at halftime of games.
Well,
it's the only way he would come play for the Celtics.
Sean has some stories he wants to pitch you for NBA story time.
Yeah. Okay. So you've had a podcast about Will Chamberlain's lovemaking.
Yes, yes.
Shaq and Hakeem's Taco Bell duel.
Yep.
A haunted NBA Jam video cabinet.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P. Drazen. Yeah.
So, This was a story that I think we broke on our podcast.
Ooh.
Story of how Dwayne Wade learned he actually did like seafood.
Have you ever heard this story,
Jamel? No.
Okay. So at the All-Star game in New Orleans, Dwayne Wade and LeBron James were going out to dinner. They were meeting for dinner. Dwayne Wade was running late. But LeBron was sitting at dinner with Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade's wife, and LeBron's own wife. And
star of LA's finest.
Yeah, and And Dwayne Wade just texts, like, order for me. And Gabriel Union is like, okay, I'll order for you. And LeBron's like, no, I'll do it. And he orders the Chilean sea bass for mm-hmm. Dwayne Wade. And Gabriel Union is like, no, LeBron, Dwayne doesn't like fish. He doesn't eat seafood. And LeBron goes, trust me, he'll like it. And refuses to let her order anything else for Dwayne. Dwayne shows up. Turns out he does love Chilean sea bass once he eats it for the first time.
This is a Sam I Am
and now it's
story.
One of his favorite foods.
And technically it's an Argentinian toothfish. They just call it a Chilean sea bass because it sounds yeah. more delicious.
So LeBron ordered something instead of Dwayne Wade's wife chose to order the food and ordered something he doesn't like. And now Dwayne Wade pretends to like sea bass because LeBron yeah. ordered it for him.
That's an interesting,
to,
yeah.
According to an interview with our own Dave Schilling, mm-hmm. Dwayne Wade says he likes seafood in general now. Okay, so I got another one. This is from the wild 2000 early 2000s Portland Trailblazers. There's two fight stories that mm-hmm. I think would okay. be good. The first one is when Zach Randolph sucker punched Ruben Patterson and broke his eye socket.
Okay.
And then was so afraid of Ruben Patterson murdering him, he had to hide at Dale Davis's house for 2 days.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Okay. So then there's another one where Korean center Ha Sung Jin and Nezdad Sinanovich were mm-hmm. both Blazers. They're 7'4 and 7'3. Mm-hmm. They got into a scuffle at practice. Jin got punched and started yelling, "I'll sue! I'll sue! I'll sue!" And then he picked up a large wooden dowel. I've heard it described as like kind of like the size of a curtain rod, mm-hmm. and started hitting him with it at the locker and like poked him in the rib. Was like poking him like it was a sword.
So an actual giant fight.
A giant fight,
in
which
practice,
that
yeah.
does sound like it rules.
Yeah.
Oh, like everyone watching. Apparently, it took a little while to break up the fight because the people who were supposed to started laughing
mm-hmm.
and yeah. and like couldn't get there quickly enough.
We okay. So teasy mini tease. We mm-hmm. do have a story about Will Perdue, which does okay. mention a little bit. Of the jail blazer days, but we do not catalog the fights in full.
And I definitely feel like not the fight between Ha Sung Jin and Nezdad Sinanovich,
which is the big, which is a big time one. I'm thinking top five blazer fights.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's
while
good.
We're talking about blazer fights.
Joey, yes.
Are you aware of the fight between the Golden State Warriors and the Portland Trailblazers, where Chris Mills had a gun in his car and chased the Portland Trailblazers bus to
Wasn't
the Oakland airport. He was blocking, but then he chased it to the airport with a gun in his car because they got in a fight in a game earlier that night.
Yeah, he and Rasheed Wallace got
this happened in like 2004.
Also,
it sounds like it happened in 1979, but this happened in 2004.
Also, the airport is very close to the Coliseum Arena.
He took the train.
He's like, I took Air Bart. I got ahead of him.
Yeah. No, I did not know about that.
Pretty great. Okay.
Thank you.
One of them, Stephon Marbury, stars in a Chinese musical about his life.
Of course.
Starring. Another one is the story of Rick Barry refusing to shoot in Game 7 of the 1976 Western Conference Finals. I believe he had 16 points in the first half and he finished mm-hmm. with 20 because a guy on Portland like threw an elbow at him mm-hmm. and they got into a dust up. And in the 70s, like no one even got technicals for that. And he apparently reviewed the tape at mm-hmm. halftime.
And none of his teammates.
The teammates didn't back him up, or they backed him up too slowly. So you can watch footage of the game where he's just passing off every time he gets the ball. And and then in the last like 2 minutes, he starts to try again. but it's too late and they lose.
There's two other good Rick Barry stories. Similarly, the year they won the title, no one fought for Rick Barry except for it. So his coach literally fought the Washington Bullets. Al Attles. Al Attles got thrown out of a game for fighting players because they wouldn't back up Rick Barry.
That has never happened before in NBA history. A coach being ejected from a finals game for fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know much about Rick Barry, but he does. After watching him coach mm-hmm. and do commentary for the Big Three, I believe all of it.
Yeah.
Well. He is the most hated man in NBA history.
There's also an incredible clip of him in that historic 1988 Michael Jordan slam dunk contest in
Being
Chicago.
Very racist.
He says that one of the dunks was a Chinese Superman because he went at the rim slanty.
Yeah. He's Rick Barry's racist. Also... so the night, the night the Golden State Warriors traded Monte Ellis was also the night of Chris Mullin's retirement jersey retirement. Uh-huh. So all the Warriors legends were there to like present. Uh-huh. And Joe Lacob also spoke, and the fans were so mad at him they wouldn't stop booing him. Because he traded Monte Ellis.
Uh-huh.
And Rick Barry proceeded to scream at the fans this.
Hey, one second here. Come on, people. You fans are the greatest fans in the world. As everybody said that. Show a little bit of class. This is crazy. Seriously. Come on. You're doing yourself a disservice. All of the wonderful accolades being said to you for you to treat this man who is spending his money to do the best that he can to turn this franchise around. And I know he's going to do it. So give him the respect he deserves.
Yeah, that's Rick Barry making people boo at him more because they mm-hmm. hate him.
He, I was going to interview him once at the Big Three workout before mm-hmm. the draft. I have a video of him missing a series of underhand free throws as he's encouraging people to shoot granny style. And then I took a picture for a fan. And he's like, oh, here, I'll get you in a second. And he was doing some kind of radio spot where he immediately became very angry about how unfair people were being to Donald Trump. And he stormed out.
Yeah.
So I did not actually interview
him. Damn it, Rick.
Sean, let's do two more.
Okay, we've talked about Larry Bird and hurting his back shoveling the driveway. Olin Polonese was arrested for impersonating a police officer twice.
Have you considered doing that on NBA Story
6'10"? Time? It's like a toy badge.
Nice. Uh-huh. Yeah. And we can run that Eddie clip. We can run him at the free throw line and Eddie.
Uh-huh.
So it's a double.
I think people are familiar with the Prince Carlos Boozer story, right?
Yeah, would you consider doing that house? That story about Prince renting house. Carlos Boozer's house?
I wonder how big that is. I mean, I know ESPN did a whole thing about it, so it's like,
yeah,
is
I think
it too
I think,
big?
Maybe. Yeah. No. Okay, so the other one I think you might want to talk about is Mike Miller's pet monkey.
Mm-hmm. Do you know this story?
No.
When he originally lived in Orlando, he had a pet monkey, and they'd like closed the monkey up in the bedroom, mm-hmm. but didn't realize that the monkey had figured out how to open all the doors in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So what would happen is the monkey would escape from the bedroom mm-hmm. and then open up the door to where the dogs were
mm-hmm.
and open up the front door. Monkey would ride Mike Miller's dogs as they mm-hmm. like ran around the neighborhood, and he would get calls from the neighbors like, your monkey's riding on a dog again. And that feels like a very Mike Miller story.
Mike Miller disregards. He's like, oh, okay, I'll get right to it.
Yeah.
They always come home. The monkey knows how to get home. Don't worry.
My bad.
If the monkey knows how to get home, then he knows how to get home. I don't know what I'm supposed to say to the goddamn homeowners association. I cut my grass.
So those are our NBA stories. Sean, Well, Jamel, actually.
Well, they're classics.
Yeah, thank you.
What you got for me?
You also have another show. Do you want to explain your sketch comedy show you have out?
It's called Sneak This. It's on the BR app. It's on the Bleacher Report, Kix, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok if you're nasty. It's me. It's Rob Hayes, CJ Toledano, a cast of zany characters.
Yep.
All type of fools sneaking in there. Joe McAdam. Joe McAdam.
Joe McAdam is so good. You do need to mention him twice.
Yeah, he's good. Baron Vaughn.
Love Baron.
You know, Mo Welch. Yeah. Will Miles. A bunch of cutie patooties.
Yeah.
And we're joking around about shoes and making children online very mad at us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Sean,
I like the Narcos video a lot.
Thank you. It's not really him. Kids really thought it was that kid.
So Sean picked a few shoes for you to look at.
So this is a unique signature shoe. I don't think there's been anything like it before. This is the only signature shoe that Warner Brothers ever released. These are the Big Countries.
They did.
After Space Jam, Warner Brothers decided they were also going to produce shoes, and they signed Glenn Rice and Bryant Reeves. And Glenn Rice very quickly was like, this isn't a shoe company.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. They produced this, the Big Countries from Bryant Reeves. And this is an autographed pair. And the tongues say WB.
Well, you know, honestly, nowadays.
I know. These are cool. Jamel, do you want to describe these Big Countries, the Big Countries?
The Big Countries kind of look like a very mid-90s basic Nike basketball shoe, a high top with it's all white leather with the words WB Sport on the
really
tongue.
Big. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Big time, and it's got the aqua holes for the eyelets. It's kind of supposed to look like a Nike.
They kind of look like tempo. They kind of look like a pump with none of the shit on it. Yeah. Do you know what
it's
I mean?
Kind of like a pump. It kind of looks like a pump. It has the colors of a Nike up tempo.
Yeah.
It also has what I would describe as the closest thing to a swoosh you could put out without getting sued.
Yeah.
It's half an ASICS logo.
It's like half a Carolina Hurricanes logo. You know what I mean? Not even a half, like a quarter of the Carolina Hurricanes logo.
Why would you call them the Big Countries? Why wouldn't you just call them? Why wouldn't you just release Space Jammers and call them Space Jammers?
Yeah.
Good question.
Because you needed that marketing power of Brian Reeves.
Yeah. Why would you put that pressure on Brian Reeves?
It's very strange. Hold on.
What's our next shoe, Sean?
All right. Our next shoe is. We're going to look at the deli ones.
Are you familiar with the deli ones?
I actually am, and I do. I'm looking for some Australia colored deli ones.
There are a couple colorways. I went with the basic deli one.
Yeah. Oh, see, I like the black deli one, which looks like shoes for refs.
Yeah, the peak brand deli ones. Deli got a pair of shoes for almost dying in the finals.
Yeah, because he was drinking coffee at halftime. That's an NBA storyline.
That is.
Coffee sends Matthew 7-Eleven coffee to the hospital during the finals.
He thought the way to guard Stephen Curry was to drink an entire pot of coffee during halftime of the NBA finals.
Uh-huh. Well, he had to think of something, and he had to think of something fast.
Those are the delis. I'm going to show these. Spencer Dinwiddie.
Well,
has tried
hold on. Oh, Jamel, you're doing. We can't just say those This is an audio show.
Here's the deli. One,
Jamel, describe the deli one.
Here's the deli one. The deli one looks like a Kobe 4, Nike Kobe 4, with none of the Kobe stuff on it. Just the under. What if a Kobe 4 just got out of the shower? didn't get dressed and it was not dressed.
It also kind of looks like the body of it looks a little bit like you put... They're a little like Steve Nash's, like, dress shoes that are also athletic shoes a little bit.
Yeah, you could wear these to any nursing home.
Yeah. They're nurses' shoes. That's what
they're
look
definitely
like.
Nurse for quick nurses.
Yeah. Slow NBA players and quick nurses.
It's the fastest nurse in the tri-state area.
All right. So these are.
Oh, are these the Gordon Haywards?
These are the GH ones. Can you see this?
Whoa. Yeah. These are terrible.
Yeah. I never actually seen these. And
Jamel, describe what we're looking at here.
We're looking at another classic low top. It looks kind of like Boston meets zebra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's green on the toe box, zebra in the middle, and then green on the back.
With to represent like bad white also on the back, like it almost looks like just the mane of the Dallas Mavericks horse.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the sentient alien costume for Venom is slowly attacking these shoes.
I would
say yes.
This looks like a cosmetic you get for free in a video game that no one ever equips, and it's free, so it sucks. You know, they're just like, here's the free one. You don't get to buy it. Like, put this on Master Chief, and no one does.
Yeah, also that photo, just, you know, his shoes in the foreground with three way cooler pairs of shoes.
Yeah, way cooler shoes in the background.
Not great for the marketing team.
All right, I'm going to show you. Let's do a couple more of these. This is going to be an old signature shoe. Mm-hmm. This is by Antoine Walker.
Whoa. Okay,
and these are called the Real Deals.
Whoa, nice. Shit.
A little bit ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Shoes, I mean, you know, shoes have gotten chunkier and chunkier.
Mm-hmm.
This
does seem like a pair of shoes a TikTok girl would wear now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you make it all white, you could do any number of TikTok dances in these.
Yeah. It's real. Describe it, Jamel.
If you remember Kobe Bryant's first shoe with Adidas, it's kind of like that. This is a mid top shoe with a big outsole. Like, the outsole also kind of has a Venom thing, mm-hmm. where it looks like the bottom is taking over the top of the shoe. It's
but
like
it's not like a whole sole, you know what it is? Either. Like,
it's like it's a shoe with bumper guards. It's like when you go bowling, and you put the bumper guard. It's got bumper guards on the sides.
But also, the bumper guard is not like complete. It looks almost like they made it with a piping bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This.
It's silver.
Red, white. It's red, blue, and silver. There is no white in the shoe.
Yeah.
It's looks kind of like something you would wear to the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, like it the best. This is the one I like the best so far. Wouldn't
wear
it.
I would like to see
this.
Yeah, exactly. I would like to see this and just give me more gray.
Yeah. The outsole is a little it's a little bit like that guy who designed Alien. What's Giger.
Yeah.
So H.R. Giger.
Yeah, H.R. Giger. Yeah.
The Adidas torsion era. Mm-hmm. That was their torsion system. Uh-huh. Strange name.
Now, this is a unique signature shoe. This is the first Asian American athlete to have a signature, NBA player to have a signature shoe.
Well, these are Michael Chang.
Michael Chang had a Reebok.
Yeah. Sorry, NBA players. So this is The Jeremy Lin one.
So that's also fake Nike.
His name is not Jalen. Right. That's a little confusing.
Yeah. That's why.
Like,
I
why would
Jeremy
you call
Lin?
Him the Lin Sanities? I don't understand that.
Yeah. What shoe brand is this?
It is a Chinese brand. It is called. Hold on.
Because there's an upside down swoosh on this that gets cut off by the end of the shoe.
Also ahead of his time.
I mean, it's the same. It is from a company called XTEP. XTE.
This is like. I like the like ocean vibe of this. The colorway is like a body glove suit. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. It's supposed to be. So the theme of these, I looked this up. It's supposed, these are called the waters. It's supposed to represent walking on water, like Jesus. And the back, I should have found one with the back too. There are some little footprints.
Oh no.
So it's about,
so it's Jesus, like, this is how they carry, this is, he carried you, those.
No, this is more just Jesus walking on the water. Well, you know what? I think those are pretty close, right?
Yeah. Footprints in the sand shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, let's look at two more, if that's okay.
Yeah, and then we'll let Jamel go, because we've had him for a while here.
We have had you for a while here. so I want to look at Giannis's signature shoe, the Freak One.
Which is the son of the Jalen One.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. This has, if, like, a plaid colorway on it.
Is this because he saw Coming to America? Is that why he did
it? It has a real McDougal's vibe.
Did he do that?
Like a tartan tongue.
Is Paul Bunyan from Milwaukee? Is that what's going on here?
No, he's from Minnesota.
God damn.
I mean, they're the best at wearing plaid shirts, which I do believe.
Yeah. There's sort of a, I can't tell what the pattern is really supposed to be. Is that like an M? I can't tell. It looks like it's two mountains, kind of.
I don't know. I don't understand this shoe.
Mountains?
I've actually liked some of the Giannis shoes. Not this colorway, though.
Yeah, it's kind of. Oh, you know what? We're gonna do two. Sorry, okay. I just want to. I want Thompson fours.
Okay. Well, let's see another one. I don't think there's much. People have seen the Giannis shoe. They just haven't seen this plaid colorway.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Giannis shoe is a pretty famous shoe.
All right, so these are the Klay Thompson fours. They're from Anta.
Jamel, do you want to describe what we're looking at here?
Anta, we're looking at a nice seafoam, kind of pastel bluish green. Another low top. It's very simple. It's kind of like
a fake fly knit kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of like Echo the Dolphin.
Yeah, it's very Echo the Dolphin as a shoe. With like the. A really shiny, shitty piece of plastic on the side.
And it feels like it is kind of a precursor to Klay's reinvention as
a boatman.
Essentially, a boatman, a water loving. Yeah. And it reminds me of him talking about how the ocean refreshes him almost as much as playing chess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Lamar Odom also said the ocean refreshed him too.
Yeah.
Well,
the Lakers traded him anyway.
Yeah,
I think he meant ocean spray.
Yeah. All right. And the final one, John Wall's signature shoe.
Oh, man.
I believe this is the Zig Slash.
Yeah, the Ziggies. What in the hell was going on here?
It looks like a cart, like a hand cart you would get at the Foot Locker. You know what I mean? Like you'd hold like one of those grocery carts.
Uh-huh. It looks like roller skates.
Yeah, it does look like roller skates.
There's so many, it's separated so many times.
Mm-hmm.
Like the lattice on the toe, mm-hmm. lattice on the side.
But it's like real lattice and fake lattice too.
Right.
And then the sole has lattice vibes too.
This shoe was so bad, Nike stopped making basketball shoes for a while.
Well, this is Reebok, isn't it?
I said Nike, I meant Reebok. Yeah, Reebok came out with these. They shat the bed, clearly. and then they just gave up for a while.
Are they back? Does Reebok? They're kind of back. Basketball
they're kind of back. I mean, basically, what they do now is just make questions. They just re-release 1 million colors of questions.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and then they also you can buy those clubs. You can buy the Reebok clubs too.
Now, you get the clubs.
Did the Zig Tech technology survive this shoe, or did it die with this shoe?
It's pretty much dead. I mean, it got.
John Wall also have a shoe with Adidas that had a dumb sole that had like fake springs on it too.
Well, there wasn't fake springs, but it had the big kind of chunky outsole, kind of like it was a remix of the Antoine Walker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he did.
The man likes to experiment. What can I say?
Yeah.
With shoes. Well, yeah, Jamel,
that's the only thing he likes to experiment with.
Yeah, nothing else.
Nothing else at all.
Not falling in his house, nothing.
No, definitely not substances at all. Mixing different substances or...
Oh, no. Never.
No, no. I think that's our episode, Jamel.
Well,
what would you... Plug all your stuff one more time for our listeners.
Look, okay, guys, sneak this. Just find, just snurch, just sneak this. Check out, follow BR Kicks. And just wait, and just wait. at Airbuds Pod on everything. Our draft spectacular. We just rate the lottery pick suits.
Great.
Come check out lottery pick suits on the Airbuds feed at Airbuds Pod. NBA Storytime. Storytime is one word. Search it in all your little podcast engines. And I want to plug you, the listener.
Oh.
Thank you.
How nice of you. Sean, do you want to tell people when you're recording your album?
Thank you. It is on September 29th at the San Francisco Punchline. You can get tickets now. Maybe we'll put a link in the show notes. One night only, Wednesday, September 29th, the beautiful San Francisco Punchline, wow, 444 Battery Street.
You were just thinking about Davion Mitchell. I almost blew my plug.
I was thinking, well, he's on, you know what? He, Tyrese Halliburton, and Harrison Barnes are always on the ticket list, always on my comp list.
Well, and you know, unlike most NBA draft picks, Davion Mitchell would get the references in your comedy because he's old.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't think Franz Wagner would get it, but boy, would Davion Mitchell, 24-year-old. Uh-huh. First round draft pick, get it. He's 22, I know, guys. As for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz. Where on 6/19/2014 I tweeted, there's nothing worse than flying across the country and then having to wait over an hour for mom to pick me up because she was vacuuming.
It's one of his greatest of all time.
Sean, did you write a song?
I did. Continuing, still rubbing it in Sufjan Stevens' face by writing a song about every NBA city. We have gotten to the D's. The last song was about, Aaron Gordon. The one before that was Haralabob. So we've gotten to Detroit, and this song is called Killian the Name Of. It is a Rage Against the Machine song about Killian Hayes.
Great. That'll be playing under us shortly. Trust the process. Shut it down. Let's all free agency start.
Shoulder. Rudy Gobert ain't a closer. Deli drink too much Folgers. Delonte West with bipolar. Chris Paul is a huge bowler. Davion Mitchell is older. But now James was a soldier. They got me comedy culture. The game is making foreclosures. Sidney begins no exposure. And Corey Johnson's a hoser. They didn't try, it was justified. The lottery balls got the chosen guy. Try weaving sides, full of surprise. When King Cunningham's his playing times been compromised. He's never back up, as you might surmise. Some of those who took losses are the same we cross on. Some of those who took losses are the same we cross on. Some of those who took losses are the same we cross on. Some of those who took losses are the same who we cross on. Oh! Come on! Killy in the haze of! Killy in the haze of! Now you gotta get swoller. Become a good pick and roller. Gotta work on a floater. Your strength is still a boner.
Now you come off the bench.
Your comfort's done lost a molar. It's crazy like Joe DeFola. Tom Gores is a high roller.
Now you come off the bench.
I bet he's private controller.
Now you come off the bench.
He's a dirtbag of an owner.
Now you come off the bench.
Sadiq's obsessed with a joker.
Now you come off the bench.
Drew was a plumbly unloader.
Now you come off the bench.
Jamal's was a two-foot holder. Plumbly sized, wasn't utilized. They hope that this deal could be amortized. Daniel dies, unqualified. Extrapolating like his grandma was hospitalized. Thunder thighs are stigmatized. Jason Maxiel was so undersized. Pistons guys were traumatized. They thought Mr. Daly's bone had capsized. Come on! I bet Lambert was smelly. Fuck you, it illy got Nico Melly. Fuck you, Rick Griffin never was healthy. Fuck you, I'm smoking weed with Nelly. Fuck you, I love the soundtrack to Belly. Fuck you, this team's worse than the Fratellis. Fuck you, I won't drink for Tony Snelly. Fuck you, I won't try to sign Delly. Fuck you, man, Lambert was smelly. Fuck you, it illy got Nico Melly. Fuck you, Rick Griffin never was healthy. Fuck you, I'm smoking reefer with Nelly. Fuck you, I love the Saturday to Belly. Fuck you, this team's reserved for Delly's. Fuck you, I won't drink more Tony Snelly. Motherfucker! Come on!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.